It's Wednesday, August 3rd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim extremists in Nigeria have killed 6 of its pastors and kidnapped 27 church members just this year, according to a group known as Evangelical Church Winning All. Their coordinator, Mac Phillips, said, quote, "To preach the gospel for us is to die. To be safe is to stop preaching the gospel. It's a choice we all have to make. For us, we choose the former. The gospel in Nigeria cannot be preached without casualties. Our lives are increasingly on the line, but nothing compares to the excellency of sharing the gospel to a dying world without Christ," end quote. According to Open Doors, Nigeria is the 7th most dangerous country in the world for Christians. Romans 8, verses 36 and 37 says, "For your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." Poland's Ministry of Health reports that the number of abortions in the country fell by 90% last year. In 2021, 107 unborn babies died by abortion, down from 1,076 deaths in 2020. Last January, a ruling by the country's constitutional court came into effect, banning nearly all abortions. However, babies in the womb are still in danger. Pro-life activists warn that tens of thousands of Polish babies are still killed each year with abortion pills. England's National Health Service is shutting down the only facility in the UK that offers children, quote, "gender identity development service," end quote. Doctors and patients have accused the facility of rushing children into puberty blockers. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the Food and Drug Administration warned last month that puberty blockers can have serious side effects. Puberty blockers can cause brain swelling and loss of vision. The FDA identified 6 cases in girls between the ages of 5 and 12 years old. Liberty Counsel announced yesterday that it achieved the first class action settlement in the U.S. over illegal COVID shot mandates. Illinois' North Shore University Health System must pay $10.3 million for discriminating against 500 current and former healthcare workers. The company denied hundreds of religious exemptions from the COVID shot mandate. As part of the settlement, North Shore must change its policy of, quote, "no religious accommodations," end quote. Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel said, quote, "This settlement is the first in the nation and should serve as a strong warning to employers that thought they could violate long-standing Title VII religious freedom laws," end quote. A large Methodist church in Arkansas is leaving the United Methodist Church over the debate on homosexuality. Like many other Methodist congregations, First United Methodist Church of Jonesboro, Arkansas, is joining the theologically conservative Global Methodist Church. In a letter, First Church stated, quote, "Our congregation has been consistently clear that the shifts in theological teaching and the failures of the United Methodist Church to enforce the doctrinal discipline do not reflect the beliefs of the strong majority of our membership," end quote. As of June, 35 Methodist churches in Arkansas were considering leaving the United Methodist Church. California declared a state of emergency on Monday over the monkeypox outbreak. It's the 3rd state to do so after Illinois and New York. The U.S. has reported 6,000 cases of monkeypox across 48 states. 47% of the cases are in California, Illinois, and New York. The vast majority of cases are spread through sodomy. In a column for World Magazine, Albert Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, wrote, quote, "Medical authorities and the major media seem unable to say out loud what is horrifyingly obvious. Men should not have sex with men," end quote. Romans 1, verse 27 says, "Likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due." And finally, a video of a man singing the Lord's Prayer from last Wednesday in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda has garnered 1 million views. Nathan Kistler, the director of Hope to the Hill Ministry, gave the phenomenal performance. Listen to the closing line.
Lord, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.